for working so hard, just like animals, simply for self-justice. That is the beginning of the speech. But the human form of life is meant for saving time for spiritual purposes. We should be satisfied with the bare necessities of life. And the time should be saved to cultivate self-realization. That is the basic principle of Vedic civilization. Therefore, in Vedic civilization, a starting period is devoted for accepting renounced order of life, sannyas, compulsion. This sannyas order, as we have accepted, it is compulsory regulative principle of Vedic way of life. The first 25 years, brahmacharya, strict life of celibacy, student life, without any sex in life, complete after 25. Then grihastha. That is not for also. If somebody is unable to remain a brahmachari all through, then the spiritual master gives him permission to marry a suitable girl and become a household. This is called grihastha life. Then, up to 50 years, he can indulge in householder life. Householder life, according to Vedic civilization, is a sort of license for sense gratification. But not for all the time. The invention is Pankato Dhan Balang Bhajat. Just after your 50th year, you must give up, retire from household. That is called Vanaprastha. Vanaprastha means you can take your wife with you and travel all over the world in places of holy pilgrimage just to give up your attachment for family life. In this way, when one is completely detached from family affection, then he sends back his wife to the elderly children to take care of her, and he takes sannyas, renounce order. This renounce order of life means dedicate completely for the service of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated, anāsthitam karma phalam kājyam karma karoti yā sa sannyāsi. Sa yogi manivarni nakāsriyā. Lord Krishna says that one who acts for the sake of duty, not for enjoying the fruit when it is possible. Now, if you are family man, you have to work for maintaining your family. Therefore, you have to enjoy the fruits of your work. So this is possible only for a person who has completely dedicated for service of the Lord. So, Rishabhdev recommends that human form of life is specifically meant for austerity, regulative Christian. Not to do anything according to hints. Very regulative life. That is human. We require, so long we have got this body, we require four things, one maintenance of the body. Ahara nidra bhava maintenance. We require to eat something. Every one of us. We require to sleep, therefore we must have an apartment or sleeping place. That may be very nice, but we must have some place to sleep, shelter. So eating, sleeping, then some protection, defense. And sense gratification. We have got our senses. They want some satisfaction. So these principles are bodily needs. These are not the needs of the spirit soul. So long we have got this body, we have to satisfy. But not, unrestricted. That is not human life. That is the difference between human life and animal. But at the present moment, human life has become more than animal life. The animals have restricted period for sense gratification, but the human life has no restriction. So, Vishabha instructing, this should not be done. If you want to purify your existence, then you have to live under restriction. Just like a paper, a disease fellow. If you want to be cured, you must live restricted life. Under the direction of the physician. Otherwise, he is sure to die. Or he is sure to suffer prolonging the disease. He must. So Rishabhdeva advised his son, my dear boy, if you want to purify your existence, then you have to be a restricted life. Tapas-vidyam putrata jiva suddheta satta jasma brahma sukham ananta. And what is the benefit of purifying my existence? That is also stated that if you purify your existence, then you will be situated on the Brahma platform. You will understand that you are Brahma, you are spirit soul, you are not this body. Just like the animals, they cannot understand what he is. He identifies himself with this body. But a human being should not identify himself with this body. That is ignorance. Jasa prabuddhi kunate sudhatuke. If anyone has identified himself with this body, then he is said according to the Vedic version, is an ass. Saeva go khara. Khara means that. Animal, it does not know nothing. The human form of life, there should be inquiry. Baba, am I this body? This is called meditation. Think over whether I am this body or I am something else. The whole self-realization process depends on this posture that I am. But that understanding cannot be achieved unless you purify your existence. Therefore, you accept any process of self-realization. There are, in the beginning, the karma process, creative activities, offering sacrifices, performing great sacrifices. And then, out of many thousands of such karmis, one jnani, the person, wise man, who understands that I am not this body. My interest is something. I am still so. He is called jnani, or wise. Then out of many thousands of jnanis, one becomes mukta. Simply to understand that I am not this body. I am Brahma. This is not sufficient. You must be situated in actual platform of Brahma. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma bhuta prasanna nasukati matansati samasarvesu bhuteshu madhvati vadati para. After self-realization, there are activities. What are those activities? Madhvati labhate para. That is devotional service. The devotional service begins from the stage of liberation. One is free from the concept of bodily life, from this wrong concept that I am this body. That is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Teachings of Bhagavad Gita begin from that. Krishna wanted to teach or grow in the beginning, first of all, that you are not this body. You are talking with Krishna. Krishna was asking him to fight. And you are placing so many pleas that if I fight, my family will die, and this woman will be widowed, they will be polluted. So many arguments he placed. That means Arjuna was identifying himself with this God. And Krishna, when Arjuna submitted to Krishna, that I am now fully being that, I cannot understand what is my duty at the present moment. Therefore, I am submitting unto you. She said, I become your disciple. Sadhimam, prapannam, I am surrendered unto you. You please minister. So, because they were talking like friends in the beginning. So, arguments like friends talking, that cannot give any conclusion. Here is the basic process. That's why Arjuna says that, Shadimam Prapanna, Shishya Seva, I become your Shishya. Shishya means disciple. That means whatever disciplinary action he will ask me to follow, I shall do. This is called Shishya. The word Shishva comes from the word, Sanskrit word, Satma. Means to rule over. Satma. Ruling by instruction, ruling by laws, and ruling by force. Weapon. There are three kinds of ruling. If instruction fails, then evidence has come lawless. And when that also fails, then force. That is the whole argument everywhere. The instruction is that you should not steal. But if you violate, then according to law, you are arrested. If you still violate, then you are punished in so many ways by force. As it is going on in our ordinary life, the same thing is going on by God's will also. The kingdom of God, here is also kingdom of God, and there is another spiritual style, that is also kingdom of God. So here, all living entities, we are condemned. We are under force. Pakitakshyamanani kuni karmani sarva. We have disobeyed the laws of God, therefore we have been put into this material world to abide by the laws of God by force. By force. You have to. You, nobody wants to die, but you have to die. You cannot have to. Nobody wants to be diseased, but you have to become diseased. Nobody wants to be old. Oh, you have to become this. This is going on. But the full paradise we are thinking, we are having. We are making progress. What progress we are making? That is first class life, that death, old age and disease. No, sir. Then what progress we are making? So this is that one. But if you want real relief from these four principles of materials, way of life, then you have to purify your existence. You purify yourself, then you will be allowed to enter into the purified spiritual star. And you get a place in one of the planets there. Jadgatyananivatsante tadjama karamangma. These things are explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Natatra bhasate surya. Na sasanka nakara. Jadgatyananivatsante tadjama karamangma. The hint is given there that in the sky of freedom, in the spiritual sky, there is no need of some time. That is the distinction. Try to understand. This is also confirmed in the Upanishad. In the spiritual sky, there is no need of some time. There is no need of moon time. There is no need of electricity, because everything is shining there. All, Brahma is all there. As we have got one single planet here, the sun planet, which is evolved, is all there. Judgment, right. And the spiritual star, all the planets are like that. So therefore there is no question of darkness. Darkness is here. So to try to understand that there is a spiritual sky that is not like this die, wearing exterior garments. Now we are experiencing at night. Night means we are experiencing garments. That's why we require this electricity. Or moonlight. Or sunlight. But the Vedas say, Tamasima, don't remain in this darkness. Jyotirgama. Go. Just try to reach that system, that planetary system where everything is deadly bright. That is the human form of life. That is required. How to enter into that spiritual kingdom or spiritual star? This is a very nicely explained in Bhagavad Gita. So here also, Rishabhadev says that live restricted life. Tapa. And tapa restricted activity, why? Tatra. Tapa vidyam. Vidyam means for getting transcendental, blissful life. Tapo vidyam. Yena suddheta satya. Your existence will be purified. And you are hankering after happiness. This happiness can be had only when your existence becomes purified. Your existence becomes purified. Brahma soksham anantam. When Brahma means the greatest, unlimited, sukham, happiness, anantam, unlimited. You are enjoying so-called happiness, or real happiness, but for moment. That is not ananta, unlimited, not unlimited. But there is unlimited happiness. You should know it. There is unlimited happiness. Therefore, Vedic literature says, Ravanti yogina anante. The yogi is there also after happiness. For satisfaction. Not only the materialist, but the yogi, the bhakta, the jnani, they are also for happiness. Brahma sukha. But they want unlimited, unrestricted happiness. Not the secret is happiness. That is what it is. Ramante yogina anante. Those are yogi. Bhakta yogi, jnana yogi, arhata yogi. Everybody is trying to reach up like her. So, why? That unlimited happiness. Ramante yogina anante. So, satyanande. And that is real happiness. Happiness means unlimited, unrestricted happiness, without any condition. That is real happiness. If there is restriction, if there is condition, that's like here, if I go to a restaurant, the condition is first of all pay, then enjoy. So similarly, if I have to enjoy a nice apartment, a nice house, first of all pay, so many dollars, so many pounds, so beg and go. There is condition. But in the Brahma Sakram, there is no such condition. It is simply, if you can approach that platform, then that is the meaning, Rama. Iti Rama Padinasu, Param Brahma, Iti Avidiyate. Rama. Rama means Raman. Rama. The Supreme Personality of God, Lord Rama. If you associate with him, Rama or Krishna, Vishnu, Narayana, Narayana Parabhaktya, he is transcendental, but somehow or other, if you make association with him, if you are elevated to that position, then you get ananta, unlimited happiness. That is required. Because we are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, Satchidananda Vigraha. The Lord is eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge. Similarly, we are also part and parcel. We are also eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge. But because we are part and parcel, very small particle, therefore sometimes our knowledge becomes disturbed. Just like little boy, an elderly man. The elderly man has become a mistake. A little boy becomes a mistake because he has got little knowledge. So because we, believing entities, we have got knowledge. But because our knowledge is limited, therefore sometimes our knowledge is covered by Maya. But the knowledge of the Supreme is never covered by Maya. Just like cloud. Cloud covers the sky. Here, an insignificant portion of the sky is covered by cloud. The cloud cannot cover the whole sky. You will never hear that a cloud is on London, therefore the cloud is all over the world. No. Similarly, the knowledge is covered of the small particle Brahma, not of the Supreme Brahma. There are many instances. So, somehow or other, our knowledge is not covered in this material existence. So, we have to get out of this ignorance. For that purpose, we require tapasya, tapodityam. Tapasya means voluntarily accepting some inconvenience. Also, just like a man is very happy in his family life. He has good house, good wife, good children, and good bank balance, enjoying life. But Shastra says, now he is 50 years old, he must get out. So he has to get out. He cannot say that I am so happy in my family life. My wife is so nice, my children are so obedient, I have got nice money, income, why shall I go out? But Shastra says, no. Brajat means must. He must go to the forest. But if he disobeys, then he will be in trouble. Just like he disobeys the law, he will be in trouble. So this is called tapasya. I do not like to go out of my home, very comfortable home, happy home. But Shastra says you must. So I have to accept inconveniences. If I leave my home, comfortable home, I do not know where to live, how to eat, where to stay. These are experiences. When we took sannyas in the beginning, we thought like that, but by the grace of God, Krishna, we are not uncomfortable. We have got, we left only 3 or 4 children, now we have got hundreds of children. Without any bothering of life. And they are so obedient, and so beautiful, so nice. But I could not express it in children which I begot at home. So by Krishna's grace, my God's grace, everything is there. But why do you depend on? There is no fear. Narayana parasadvena kutastana vidbhati. If you want to become dependent on God, he never be afraid. Sargvapu vargavarake sukhi to lakut. Either you are put into the heaven or hell or anywhere. So this is tapasya. If you perform tapasya, for transcendental understanding, then the result will be that your next life, you will be promoted to the spiritual cause. Tattādi haṁ kunajjanmanaiti māme dikāntya. After leaving this body, one does not come again to this material existence, miserable existence. But unfortunately, we do not accept that we are living in miserable conditions. That is called māyā. That is called ignorance. We are actually in a miserable condition. We are trying to adjust things, but that cannot be adjusted. We have to suffer. The only way is that you realize yourself, what you are, and act accordingly. So your position is, you are eternal servant of Krishna. You just practice how to serve Krishna, then your life will be successful. So that is our movement. This Krishna consciousness movement is training people how to become an alert servant of Krishna. Siddha bhakta, an alert, without any adulteration. What is that adulteration? Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karma ganabhritam anukullena krishna anusudanam bhakti ruttavam. No other desire. Not that by worshipping Krishna or acting devotional practice, I shall get this opportunity, this facility, material or spiritual. A real devotee, he does not aspire even for liberation. He doesn't want. He simply wants my Lord Krishna wherever I may be. He doesn't matter. Please keep me always engaged in your consciousness. That's all. A devotee never aspires that he will be delivered to the spiritual star of Vaikuntha. Never mind. A thousand and thousands of births I may rot into the hell, but simply I want my love that wherever I may be situated, I may not forget you. Mama janmani janmani stare bhavata bhakti vahari. That's why it's not teachers. Janmani janmani. When there is janmani janmani, that means there is not liberation. As soon as you liberate it, you are not supposed to take that again. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, janmani janmani. He doesn't aspire about liberation. Poor Bhaktavya, please keep me engaged in your devotional service. That is the pure devotion. Anukullena Krishna anukullanam bhakti ruttam. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for purifying the existence of the living entities and engaging constantly in the service of the Lord. And thus, he achieves all success of life. That is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Mānta bhārikāri bhakti yogi na jāsevate raghunān samati taitāna brahma bhūyāta. Anyone who is engaged in unallowed devotional service of me, he is already transcendental to all the three modes of materialism. Karunāra samatitta etāṁ. Only there are three modes of materialism. Sattara-datava, so a devotee, sarkāpa, very easily. Bhavan Mudhi Vasta Pada Param Pada. Bhavan Mudhi, the great ocean of Nisai, becomes just like the water fish made by the hook of a star. Bhavan Mudhi Vasta Pada Param Pada Param Pada Jada Vipada Nati. For the devotee, this place is not for them. This place is material world. What is that material world? Padang, padang, that we put. In every step there is big. Everything. But they are made for the parampadam. Parampadam, the supreme force of the supreme abode. That is also confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sukhdev Goswami says, Kalau Dosani Dhiranam Yasti Eko Mahanati. In this age of Kali, it is a great ocean of salt, but still there is one sublime gain. What is that? Now, Kirtana Deva Krishnatya, simply by Krishna Kirtan, Kirtana Deva Krishna, Mukta Sangha, he becomes liberated, Param Bhaja, and he goes to the Supreme Kingdom. Simply, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to say, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. All glory to Sri Krishna Sankirtan. So chant Hare Krishna and go back to Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna.